Good morning, everyone. My name is Matthew Ricker. You're listening to The Chamber Show here on WVOX. Thank you for listening. We're live on 1460 on your AM dial or worldwide at WVOX.com. So hope everyone is staying safe out there. These are challenging times, but we will get through it. In studio today is Catherine White, the executive director for the Chamber of Commerce. And then we have two guests in studio today. Timothy McKnight, the director of residential services for the New Rochelle Municipal Housing Authority. And we have Daniel Bonnet with WestCop. So thank you both for joining us today. I appreciate you guys being here. I know you've been very busy these past couple of weeks. But Tim, I want to start with you. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and tell us a little bit about the Municipal Housing Authority and what it does for people that may not know about it?
So my name is Timothy McKnight, obviously. I'm from New Rochelle, born and raised from Trinity Isaac New Rochelle High School. I'd seen that there was programming that needed to be given back to the community, and I came back to be on the front line to fight for it. My executive director, Angela Farish, she gave me opportunity to actually run the program and do different things, and I'm grateful for it. And so with the Housing Authority, we low-income housing and affordable housing.
Okay.
And, yeah, I'm just grateful to be able to do that.
Great. So in these challenging times, what is the Municipal Housing Authority doing right now for not only its residents, but New Rochelle as a whole?
So New Rochelle as a whole, we just try to make sure that everyone's working together and that we're giving support to everyone. So we are one of the distributions for food, but we're also partnered with WestCop, the school district, because we have an empowerment program as well. So we still want to make sure that the kids are still doing the work they need to do. So constant emails from the teachers, counselors, principals, just constant emails to make sure that everything is still running as smooth and helping those families and those households as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so if someone is not sure where to go to get food, what are some of the locations that you're operating out of?
So we're operating out of 345 Main Street, which is across from Monroe College, City Park as well. There's WestCop, which is 95 Lincoln. You have Trinity, you have Columbus, and the high school. So,
okay, yeah, and each location has certain hours, right?
Yes. Myself and WestCop, which is Bracey and WestCop, we're open from 9 to 4.
Okay.
I think Daniel 8:30 to 4, right?
9 to 4.
9 to 4. So we're open from 9 to 4, and then the other locations are open from 9 to 1.
Okay. So how can people, if some people are looking to get involved with the Municipal Housing Authority and its programs, how can people get involved? What can the volunteers expect, and where can they go to sign up?
They can reach out to me via email, via phone. We have a great facilitator in New Rochelle, Catherine. She's been great as far as getting us whatever we need, the support that we need, and anyone that's able. Our Facebook, my email, my phone number, it's all over. So
can you tell our listeners what that is?
So my cell phone number is 914-246-1668. My email is tmcknight@nrmha.org. My Facebook page is Timothy McKnight.
Okay, so there's many different ways that people can get involved, which is great. I want to move over to you, Daniel. Thank you again for joining us. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what does WestCop stand for?
Yes, so Daniel Bonnet, or Dan or Danny, whatever people prefer. I have no preference, but I'm also born and raised in New Rochelle. Believe it or not, Tim and I know each other since we were kids, and we live around the block from each other.
Small world.
And we played outside right into in the parking lot and everything. So I'm glad to be in the trenches with Tim in this capacity, especially during these times. Like I said, born and raised, graduated from New Rochelle, went also to the same schools, Barnard, Trinity, Isaac, New Rochelle High School. And at WestCop, as director of WestCop for the New Rochelle Community Action Partnership, WestCop is a multi-service human social services agency. So, in addition to having community action centers like Nourishville CAP. We have them all over Westchester, Rockland, and Putnam. Mm-hmm. In addition, we have veteran services, a weatherization, early childhood center. So it's a multitude of services. But at the Nourishville Community Action Partnership Center at 95 Lincoln, our everyday work and traffic is to help the people from the Nourishville community in need. From food pantry to soup kitchens to assistance in rental arrears, utility payments, employment services. We started an adult education program and a youth program called WIOA and a W-Day. So it's a multitude of services. Okay. We're trying to bring and revitalize the building back to a community center where it historically was, primarily for the Lincoln Corridor. But our doors are open to every member in the community that feels like they need assistance and guidance and support.
And, again, you're located at 95 Lincoln?
95 Lincoln, correct.
Okay. All right. Now, can you tell us a little bit about what West Cop is doing for the residents aside from the food distribution?
Absolutely, absolutely. So one of the most important things, and it's a, you know, partnerships. CAP stands for Community Action Partnerships, and I believe that not-for-profits throughout Westchester, we can't survive unless you partner with other agencies. So I'm very grateful for the partnership that Nourishville Municipal Housing, myself, and now with other organizations like Hope Community Services, and during these times with the coronavirus, it's something of us coming together and really sharing resources as much as we can. We're seeing an increase of phone calls of people asking for rental assistance. You know, a lot of people, mm-hmm. individuals have lost their jobs. Our funding is limited, but we're doing as much as we can. Staff are meeting with clients via phone. We want to start implementing, if at possible, either Skype or Zoom, if people have that capability of meeting mm-hmm. with our staff. In addition to health insurances and assisting with the unemployment application, our case managers are working with on that piece as well. So in addition to the food distribution that is happening in partnership with the school district, mm-hmm. there's also a partnership with Feeding Westchester where we're putting family boxes together. And we packed 600 on Friday and distributed 200 to municipal housing, 200 to Hope Community Services,
okay.
and 200 to West Cop. And the idea is to make sure that every family member, we try, we really do, 600. I mean, we're not 600 households in the city of Nourishville.
Yeah.
So, and this is a partnership. We're not the only city asking for food from Feeding Westchester. So we're really Absolutely. Doing what we can yeah. trying to mobilize as much as possible.
So I was asking Tim before, what can people do to get involved? How can they contact you if they want to get involved with West Cop?
Definitely. They can reach out to me via cell phone, 914-774-6653, or they can email me at dbonnet, that's B-O-N-N-E-T, at westcop.org. We are limiting the number of volunteers due to the social separation.
Yeah.
So I would prefer that people do not come to the center to ask. Please call us first. We do have the National Guard at our site, so we do have some people power. But across the board, if people are not looking into volunteering, you know, donating grocery goods that will be distributed to our sites and to our families, we're really trying to do, there's a community member in our community, Sharon Foots, who is really being proactive, super proactive on a city park side. And that's an area that we don't have a lot of the community centers or any community centers located right. in this part. So we're truly trying to mobilize as much as we can. Again, still trying to respect the social distancing, mm-hmm. still trying to have less people out in the streets. But it's a task at hand, and we're tired, but we're going to keep moving and Absolutely. Doing what we can.
Yeah. Okay. So what is your, and this is a question for both of you, but start with you, Daniel. What is your, aside from all that's going on right now, how many volunteers, what's your base like? How many volunteers do you usually have?
Aside from the normally we have a multitude of volunteers, our everyday operation. Most recently, we started a GED program for any youth and young adults under the age of 24. And the program focuses on five subject areas: math, reading, science, social studies, writing. But students, some students are below like a ninth grade level trying to pass an adult education exam. So we really are looking for also volunteers as things start to simmer down to work one-on-one with some of these young adults. These are students from our community of New Rochelle that are in this program. We're also looking for businesses to partner during the summer for summer employment opportunity. I know that New Rochelle Municipal Housing and Westcop, in addition to the New Rochelle Youth Bureau, run a fantastic summer youth employment program. Again, in partnership with the Chamber and other businesses looking for positions that can be available where we pay for the salary. I mean, that's an opportunity for people to really, and businesses to step up, and members that may need assistance during the summer times. And also, you know, donations across the year. During the winter time, we have a gift giveaway. We give about 250 plus gifts to children in the community. I know Municipal Housing and Westcop during Thanksgiving, turkeys and ham. So there's always fantastic things that are happening. People power, and as well as donations, physical donations are always welcome and appreciative, so we can mobilize and really celebrate our community across the board.
Yeah, I like how you mentioned with the summer employment program. I'm proud to say I actually did that program for two summers, and it's phenomenal. So if anyone's interested in that, definitely look into the application for that. That's usually available on the city's website, right?
Yeah, it's usually available on the city's website. I know Municipal Housing will have it at their location at your office, right?
Okay.
So, Tim, same thing. If you could just mention, tell us about your volunteer base, what that volunteer base looks like aside from, you know, all that's going on right now.
So we have programming as the same. Ours is just inside the households. So we're trying to empower the residents inside. So we have volunteers. We have a great partner in Microsoft, one of the executives. I don't want to mention his name, but he has been working with us, his family. Baha'i Faith members we have come down, just residents from the community come down. So like we do empowerment programs. We do tutoring. We do jobs. We do resumes, we do GED, same thing, everything that we Danu does and other organizations in the city of New Rochelle do, we do as well. It's just that we do it inside where we're empowering the residents to try to help them.
Okay, and then if there are people looking to donate, you know, because obviously the social distancing right now is a big thing, if there are people looking to help via donation, where can they donate?
They can donate. So Westcop, as well as New Rochelle Municipal Housing, we have our GoFundMe page. They can donate to our GoFundMe. They can also reach out. So if anything you see or anything you see posted, anything that you can correct, I think we should reach out, lend a hand to each other, just give a word of, you know, word of wise to each other and support. And so, yeah, that's what they can do.
Okay. How about yourself? Is it, Dan, is it the same?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, Tim, during this times, it can be through, obviously, our GoFundMe. But across the board, definitely check out our websites, you know, westcop.org and
New Rochelle Municipal Housing dot org.
And you can always donate directly throughout the year, every year, and we're tax deductible.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We are ready for our break, so we will be right back. You're listening to The Chamber Show here on 1460 on your AM dial, WVOX, and we'll be right back.
Hellraisers. WVOX's listeners just don't let up. Man, they are relentless. 1460 WVOX. Call Judy Fremont or David O'Shaughnessy in our advertising department to take advantage of WVOX's unique standing as Westchester's only remaining local radio voice. Advertisers can now reach a lot more concerned, involved, and active listeners with WVOX. Other stations have bailed out. Actually, they've completely given up and abandoned all local programming. So for a smarter radio advertising buy these days, rely on WVOX and worldwide on WVOX.com. Reasonable and affordable advertising. Call Judy Fremont or David O. at 914-636-1460 for effective 60-second, 30-second, or special program rates. 914-636-1460. Now, the only local radio game in the Golden Apple.
1460 WVOX.
Good morning, everyone. This is Matthew Ricker here with the Chamber Show on WVOX. Thank you for joining us. In studio with me today is Catherine White, the Executive Director for the Chamber, as well as Timothy McKnight, the Director of Residential Services for the Municipal Housing Authority right here in New Rochelle, and Daniel Bonet of Westcott. So thank you both for joining us. So Tim and Dan, before the break, I was asking you about your volunteer base, what people can do to help out. So, Dan, can you, again, just explain briefly what you guys are doing, what types of programs you have going on right now aside from the food distribution?
Definitely. So our volunteer initiatives really span throughout the year. One of the things that we're looking to do as this situation with the virus hopefully dissipates and the flowers start to bloom, we really are looking for volunteers to do a Lincoln Corridor cleanup. That will be kind of a scheduled event where we really want to not only focus on the park, but the whole strip of the Lincoln Corridor. We really want to beautify. I have reached out to Jim Killerin from the Fuller Center to see if we can get kind of some flower beds also, so we can decorate the sidewalks. We really want to bring some beauty back into that area, specifically the Martin Luther King Center. If you look at it now, you know, it's just dirt and rocks. And so we're really looking into getting some donations and really beautify that area, put a couple of benches for senior citizens as they're strolling around waiting for the bus or taking a walk down a park to have an area to sit down to really. So that's one of the projects that we're looking into, not only for donations of stuff to beautify the area, but also the people power. And that will be something that will be scheduled. We will put it out not only in our website, social media, but definitely working with Volunteer New York. They're a really good partner in recruiting volunteers. So that will be one project that we would definitely be doing. And then in the summer as well, we're looking into putting some kind of tutoring program or something that can help youth around the community so that they don't have the summer melt. So we can help and support the educational aspect around the Lincoln Corridor area and provide not only educational activities, but cultural activities for our young people.
Great. And then if someone's looking to donate, where could they donate? Is it the usual GoFundMe page?
If they're looking to donate now in the event, because of the event, they can go to the GoFundMe page. Okay. If they're looking through to donate specifically for New Rochelle CAP in regards to any other programming and services, they can go to the westcop.org website. And
okay.
They can go specifically to our donation link. And in the notes, just make sure you put NR CAP. Right.
Great. And so, Tim, same thing. If you could tell me a little bit about, you know, where people could donate and if you're currently taking some volunteers, you know, especially with this social distancing thing, but what can people do to help you guys out?
Yeah, they can donate through our GoFundMe or reach out via email, via phone, social media.
Sure.
As far as volunteers, I know there's a huge push for social distance. So, you know, we're trying. We have about 7 that have been consistent for the last 2 weeks.
Okay.
And so we want to keep it there. Everyone that came by, like the school district came by, tested temperature and everything today. So it was good. Everyone was fine. So we want to continue that.
Right.
And so I just think that around this time, you don't have to be a Daniel Bonet or a Timothy McKnight or an Angela Farris or a Catherine White to serve your community, right? I think that people need to, if you have a senior citizen that's your neighbor, you should knock on the door and ask if they're okay, if they need anything. You know, we need to protect our community. So I think at this time, we all can be volunteers and give service, even if you're out of work. I think it's time for you to, you know, heal yourself and, you know, just take some time for yourself and your family and reconnect with the world, right? Social media and everything. I think we just need to, this is time for us to connect and, you know, be with each other.
Yeah, I agree with Tim on that. You know, there's a lot of behind the scenes work that is being done. I'll give you an example. Currently, two of my staff are out and it's only me and one more case manager. And if it wasn't for the help of the National Guard and people, that would be beneficial and the volunteers.
All right, Catherine, you wanted to say one more thing?
Well, one more thing I did just want to add is that throughout New Rochelle, you know, the businesses have been the backbone of the city. And whenever anybody has needed sponsorships for Little Leagues or donations or charity events, all of our businesses have been there. And now our businesses need you. Mm-hmm. We are either they're doing takeout or pickup at the restaurants. You can do that or you can buy gift cards. Many of our services and our businesses are actually offering virtual products. There's virtual training classes. There's education classes with different tutoring organizations. And all of that is available online. And now is the time to support our local businesses, either online, gift cards, or purchases for takeout and pickup. So we really appreciate that. And you need to stand behind our businesses the way they've always stood behind New Rochelle.